Unit 8. Space and Exploration. Reading 1. Hawking Radiation. Stephen Hawking is probably the most well-known physicist of the late 20th century. The reasons for this include the brilliant accomplishments in his field, as well as the fact that he continues to work despite suffering from a disability that leaves him with extremely limited speech and mobility. Hawking's work has focused on black holes, his most famous theory stating that black holes radiate energy and eventually disappear. This is such an original and unexpected idea that the phenomenon it describes has come to be known as Hawking radiation. Hawking was born in 1942 in Oxford, England, and as a child showed great ability in mathematics and physics. He graduated from Oxford University in 1962 and earned his PhD in cosmology from Cambridge University in 1966. During this time, while still in his 20s, Hawking became well known in physics circles. In 1975, Hawking published his first book, The Large-Scale Structure of Space-Time. Hawking became a professor of physics at Cambridge in 1977, and in 1979, he attained the post of Lucasian Professor of Mathematics, the position held by Sir Isaac Newton 300 years earlier. One of Hawking's principal questions is how subatomic particles act when they are very close to a black hole. In 1975, he proposed his fascinating theory that black holes are not totally black, not simply one-way drains of the universe which do nothing but consume everything around them. Of course, this is the primary role of black holes, but according to Hawking's theory, a black hole also radiates energy. Gradually, the hole loses mass, the amount of material it is made of, and becomes smaller. The smaller the hole becomes, the faster it loses mass, and eventually disappears completely. This can only happen when it has nothing to consume, however. Hawking's theory has been very influential, though it is difficult to understand even for his colleagues. Hawking explained his theory with mathematics, but it is much harder to explain in everyday language. One way to try to explain it is that pairs of virtual particles are created at the horizon of a black hole, and if a particle is caught by the gravity of the black hole, the particle is pulled toward the hole. The hole causes the particle to move faster and faster as it gets closer, and because the energy to move the particle comes from the gravity of the hole, the particle develops negative energy. This negative energy is added to the black hole, and because of this, the black hole must lose some mass, which it does in the form of photons, light particles, and various kinds of other particles. These particles, called Hawking radiation, can be seen and measured. So, if we can ascertain that particles are escaping from a black hole, we can deduce that the hole is losing mass at the same time. No one has ever seen Hawking radiation. According to the theory, Hawking radiation can only occur if a black hole is not actively consuming anything, and since all known black holes are surrounded by clouds of gas which they are pulling in, it has been impossible to prove Hawking's theory so far. Even so, his theory is still very interesting, and some people think, reassuring in a way, since it suggests that even the most frightening things in the universe are not permanent. In the late 1970s, Stephen Hawking discovered that he had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a rare degenerative disease which gradually destroys a person's ability to move and speak. It has left Hawking restricted to a wheelchair and requiring a voice synthesizer to communicate since the 1980s. Even so, Hawking has remained active in physics and continues to publish his research in scientific journals. He gives public lectures in many countries and appears on television. He has been very influential in presenting modern theories of the universe to common people, particularly in the books A Brief History of Time, 1988, and The Universe in a Nutshell, 2001. Hawking's genius, his love of his work, and his persistence despite an extremely difficult illness are both inspiring and humbling.